latest in Christian music news, it's time for the TCM update with Cam Want.
More than a quarter of a million people saw Eminem perform in Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane and Perth on his Rapture 2019 tour last month. He even set an attendance record at the MCG with his sold-out concert, attracting nearly 81,000 people. But did you know that the American rapper, songwriter and record producer has a connection to Australian Christian music? A few years ago, he sampled a tune from an Australian Christian artist for his hip-hop compilation, Shady 15. To date, Detroit vs. Everybody has attracted more than 49 million views on YouTube and nearly 19 million plays on Spotify. The track uses a substantial part of Peter Beveridge's 1982 Christian classic, Static, on the frequency. Peter told us that the news of Eminem sampling his music came as quite a shock.
We were just bedazzled and shocked to get an email from our old record company in America some 30-odd years later saying that Eminem had sampled a good majority of the track and was using it on Shady 15, which was a bit of a head spin, a bit surreal.
Beveridge says the way Eminem got to hear Static on the frequency came through a highly unusual string of events.
The producer of the track also works as a DJ on the radio station that Eminem owns. And he uses a pseudonym or a name for his radio programs called Static. And somehow he had found my vinyl and he had sampled a portion of it in his radio ID. So he had been using it for some time on his radio. Eminem's manager heard it, said, "That's an interesting sample. Are you doing anything with that? Have you got any loops happening or beats or whatever?" And he said, "Well, I have actually. I've got a few things." So one thing led to another, and then they liked what they heard, and they asked him to put the whole track together. So he put all the music together, and he used a good chunk of the track. Then he sent it off to Eminem, and then they did their rap thing over it.
Back in the day, Peter Beveridge was the first local artist to record an album for Word Australia's Myrrh label, alongside American stablemates Amy Grant, Russ Taff, and BJ Thomas. Word Australia and Myrrh issued the song on the album of the same name. The album secured a release in America with Star Song Records, which renamed it Grinding Wheel. Star Song called it bold, straight ahead, and a must for the true Christian rocker. The label referenced Men at Work's huge success at the time, saying, "From the land down under thunders the intense new music of keyboardist Peter Beveridge." One reviewer in CCM magazine suggested that the project proves that there's more to kangaroos hopping on the island continent. Little did that reviewer know that more than 35 years later, there'd be another type of hopping in the world of music. Hip-hop, with Eminem sampling this legendary music. Collectors are currently paying up to $70 Australian to secure mint or near-mint copies of Static on the Frequency on vinyl. Sadly, it's not available on digital platforms. I'm Cam Want with the TCM Update.